Nathan for being with us. Amen. Come and let the Holy Ghost use you tonight. God bless you. Amen. Let's have church.
Amen. Why don't we put our hands together one more time for Jesus? Come on, if you haven't done it, why don't you lift your voice to him? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, all across this building, why don't we do it for another moment? I give you glory tonight,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. What an honor it is to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. How many of you are excited about a Tuesday night church service? Oh, come on. Is that how excited you are to be in church? I was glad when they said unto me, hallelujah, you could get a miracle tonight. You could get your breakthrough tonight. Amen. I wish somebody believed that enough this evening
that
you didn't let your worship be hindered by who's standing next to you. Amen. If you knew tonight that God would do something miraculous in your life, I wonder how you would really act right now. I don't think that we would just clap like this. Come on, I'd get beside myself. I'd pick my feet up and I'd worship the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Woo! Amen. I love what I feel in the house this evening. And I am thankful to know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As I was standing over there as worship was going forth, tears just began to fall down my face. Because I'm still thankful how far he's brought me, Pastor Crosswhite. I never want to become comfortable in his presence.
No me quiero poner cómodo en su presencia.
He's the peace speaker, I know that.
Sé que él me habla.
But I never just want to come into the house of God just complacent. Brother Colton, I want to come in my Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday. I want to give God my best every day.
Quiero darle la gloria a Dios cada día de mi vida.
Hey, I've had some of the greatest personal breakthroughs in my relationship with God on a midweek service.
He tenido los mayores milagros con Dios cuando he venido a la casa del Señor día de semana.
How many of you are thankful for doctrine tonight?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por la doctrina esta noche?
If we would ever have a revival where the church could be revived in an area,
si pudiéramos tener un avivamiento donde la iglesia pueda ser avivada,
I would beg tonight,
le rogaría esta noche,
with every one of you, no matter your age,
que con todos ustedes, no importa tu edad,
to once again to fall in love with the doctrine.
Que por favor, se enamore de la doctrina.
The doctrine is what saves.
La doctrina es lo que salva.
The doctrine is what delivers.
La doctrina es lo que nos lleva a la salvación.
The doctrine is what keeps you.
La doctrina es lo que nos mantiene.
And everybody thinks when the preacher starts talking about doctrine,
y todos agradecen cuando el predicador habla de la doctrina.
It's like, elder, like I said, a bad word. They're like, oh God, he's going to talk about doctrine tonight. I am going to talk about doctrine because I'm excited about doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I do want to say to Pastor Crosswhite and his family,
quiero decirle al Pastor Crosswhite y a su familia,
what a high honor it's been to be able to be with this wonderful church over the last few services.
con su congregación durante los últimos días.
And I never take it in a light way coming to be with friends.
No lo tomo a la ligera venir aquí y estar con amigos.
And I feel safe here.
Me siento seguro aquí.
Yeah, I feel at home.
Me siento en casa.
I don't say that everywhere I go, Brother Crossway.
No digo esto en todos los lugares a los que he ido.
There's some places where you go that you have to. Well, never mind. I ain't gonna say that.
Mejor no lo digo.
Yeah, I will say it. I will
bueno,
say it. I don't care. There's some places you go that you got to be worried about the eggshells breaking.
En algunos lugares te tienes que preocupar un poco más de ciertas cosas.
And I had the best prayer meeting on the way here tonight.
Tuve la mejor oración en el camino hacia acá.
Mainly because I was running late and I was praying there wasn't a cop.
Más que nada porque estaba apurado y un policía estaba cerca de mí.
And I've been arguing all day about what I'm fixing to teach, preach, if I can say that.
Y he estado pensando en qué voy a predicar o enseñar.
Young folks, I want you to hear Brother Main right now.
Jóvenes, quiero que escuchen al hermano Main ahora.
You got to fall in love with the doctrine.
Tienes que enamorarte de la doctrina.
I'm not just saying it just because your pastor preaches out of the Bible.
No solamente lo digo porque el pastor está predicando de la Biblia.
You got to open this thing and you got to fall in love with the doctrine.
Sino que tienes que abrir tu palabra y enamorarte de ella.
You want God to keep you out of situations, young people, fall in love with the doctrine.
Si quieres que Dios te saque de situaciones adversas,
you want to have a relationship with God that is unwavering.
¿Quieres tener una buena relación con Dios?
Fall in love with the doctrine.
Entonces siga la doctrina.
You want to fall in love with the church again? Fall in love with doctrine.
¿Quieres enamorarte de la iglesia? Entonces lea la doctrina.
Amen. And tonight I'm going to go to the book of Acts. I have several scriptures that I would like to read.
Ahora quiero ir a la palabra del Señor y tengo varios versículos.
And once again, Pastor Crosswhite, I love you. Thank you for being a voice in my family's life. And to the ministry that is represented here tonight, I give honor. And what a joy it's been to have an interpreter each service.
Munisaga.
Amen. And to Brother Hughes, I give honor to tonight. What a treat it is to get to see this great family. Acts 2 and 41.
Hechos capítulo 2, versículo 41 al 42.
Then they that gladly.
Así que los que recibieron.
Before we go any further, you got to see how they received the word. They was glad to hear the preaching.
Antes de que vayamos más adelante, quiero que vean lo emocionados que estaban de recibir la palabra.
They were glad to be in church.
Se emocionaron de estar en la iglesia.
They were glad to hear the word.
Estaban felices de oír la palabra.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized.
Así que los que recibieron su palabra fueron bautizados.
And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Y se añadieron aquel día como 3,000 personas.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Y perseveraban en la doctrina de los apóstoles.
And fellowship in breaking of bread and in prayers.
Y en la comunión unos con otros.
The book of 2 Timothy 4 and 2 would read as such, preach the word.
Segunda de Timoteo, capítulo 4, versículo 2 al 4, dice que prediques la palabra.
Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Que prediques la palabra, que instes a tiempo y fuera de tiempo, redarguye, reprende, exhorta con toda paciencia y doctrina.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
Porque vendrá tiempo cuando no sufrirán la sana doctrina.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves.
Sino que teniendo comezón de oír, se amontonarán maestros conforme a sus propias concupiscencias.
Teachers having itching ears.
Teniendo y se apartarán de la verdad el oído y se volverán a las fábulas.
Now watch.
Ahora vean.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables.
Y se apartarán de la verdad el oído y se volverán a las fábulas.
Galatians 1:6 would read,
Gálatas capítulo 1 del verso 6 al 9 dice,
I marvel,
estoy maravillado,
that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Estoy maravillado de que tan pronto os hayáis alejado del que os llamó por la gracia de Cristo para seguir un evangelio diferente.
Which is not another.
No hay, no que haya otro.
You got to be careful who you listen to.
Tienes que tener cuidado a quien escuchas.
You got to be careful what you fellowship.
Tienes que tener cuidado con quien convives.
Oh, here we go.
Y vamos.
You got to be mighty, mighty, mighty careful with your walk with God.
Tienes que tener mucho, mucho cuidado con tu caminar con Dios.
But there be some that trouble you.
Pero habrán algunos que
that trouble you.
Te perturbarán.
And would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Y quieren pervertir el evangelio de Cristo.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Mas si aun nosotros o un ángel del cielo os anunciare otro evangelio diferente del que os hemos anunciado, sea anatema.
And as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed.
Como antes hemos dicho, también ahora lo repito, si algunos predica diferente evangelio del que habéis recibido, sea anatema.
Tonight I want to preach and I want to teach when doctrine becomes optional.
Hoy quiero predicar y enseñar cuando la doctrina se vuelve opcional.
I know you've been standing a while. Why don't we give the Lord a good hand clap of praise?
Sé que ha estado parado, pero ahora dile una alabanza al Señor.
Amen. God. Come on, turn to your neighbor and tell him I'm excited about the word. Amen, you may be seated. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Y perseveraban en la doctrina de los apóstoles.
You got to understand the early church was not casual about doctrine.
La iglesia antigua no era casual con la doctrina.
They were unmoved.
No se movían.
They were steadfast.
Se quedaban firmes en la doctrina.
And they believed in what they have heard.
Y oían lo que escuchaban.
In today's culture, doctrine is treated as just being something optional.
Hoy en día la cultura trata la doctrina como algo opcional.
But I'm telling you tonight, without doctrine, there is no absolute church.
Sin doctrina no hay una verdadera iglesia.
Ephesians 4:14. It will warn you about being tossed about with every wind of doctrine.
Efesios capítulo 4 versículo 14 advierte contra ser llevados por doquiera de todo viento de doctrina.
I believe tonight that we are a steadfast church.
Yo creo que hoy somos una iglesia de doctrina.
But I gotta ask you, are you so steadfast that when culture comes and they tell you you don't have to believe everything in the book?
Usted no pueda, tiene que creer en la doctrina. No piense que hay otras cosas afuera.
I wonder if you're steadfast enough in your relationship with God and in the Word.
Me pregunto cuán firme está usted en la palabra.
That when there is diverse doctrines,
cuando haya doctrina diferente,
that does not measure up to the word,
que eso no te va a desviar de la verdadera palabra.
I wonder if you're steadfast enough where you're not going to be moved by the winds.
Me pregunto si está totalmente firme para que el viento no lo mueva.
Doctrine, it's not a suggestion.
La doctrina no es una sugerencia.
It's the absolute anchor that keeps you from wavering in your relationship with God.
Es el ancla que te afirma al Señor.
Culture will tell you that it don't take all this.
La cultura te dirá que no es necesario.
Culture will tell you that it isn't just nothing but legalism.
Te dirá que solamente es legalismo.
Culture will tell you that it is just a passing thing.
La cultura te dirá que es algo pasable.
But I am sorry tonight to say to everybody that feels that way, doctrine is what defines us. The apostolic church is absolutely defined by its doctrine.
La doctrina de la iglesia se define por aquello.
We don't change our doctrine to find new fellowship.
No cambiamos nuestra doctrina para casarnos con quien.
We don't change who we are based on biblical principles.
No cambiamos quiénes somos.
Just to make it easier on somebody else.
No, no cambiamos para hacerlo más fácil a las personas.
If the word of God says it, let it be, amen.
Si la palabra de Dios lo dice, que así sea.
Doctrine is not up for debate.
La palabra y la doctrina no se debate.
Doctrine is a place where it ushers you into godly fellowship. I don't believe that you got to lay your doctrine down to get fellowship with people. I don't believe, Elder Cross White, that we have to change just to be one of the norms or part of the fad.
No tenemos por qué cambiar nuestras normas.
I wish somebody is excited about the doctrine tonight.
Pregunto si hay alguien emocionado por la doctrina esta noche.
Because when you fall in love with doctrine,
cuando te enamoras de la doctrina,
it will allow you to break bread where you can be edified.
Te puede ayudar a alcanzar otros territorios.
You don't bring good food to the trash can, pull the lid off, put your good food on the trash can and eat it.
Usted no saca comida de la basura y lo pone para con la comida buena.
So you got to be careful what you fellowship and what you listen to.
Así que tiene cuidado, tenga cuidado con quién está común con la persona o con quién habla.
Because when you fall in love with doctrine,
porque cuando se enamora de la doctrina,
it ushers you into a place of pure submission.
Te lleva a un lugar de sumisión.
Because when you fall in love with doctrine, it forces you to fall in love with prayer and relationship.
Porque cuando te enamoras de la doctrina, te enamoras de la oración.
John 8, if you continue in my word.
Juan capítulo 8, 31-32.
We love to quote this scripture, okay? We love it.
Amamos esta escritura.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Conoceréis la verdad y la verdad os hará libres.
And we skip the first part.
Y nos pasamos la primera parte.
If you continue in my word.
Si vosotros permanecéis en mi palabra.
The word of God, it don't change for me.
La palabra de Dios no cambia por mí.
And it's not going to change for you.
Y no va a cambiar por usted tampoco.
And if we ever have to twist the Bible to match our lifestyle, we have missed the doctrine.
Y si intentamos cambiar la palabra para que nos sea mejor a nuestra vida.
And the truth shall make you free.
Esa no es la verdad, porque la verdad nos hará libres.
Okay, John, 2 John 1 and 9.
Segunda de Juan capítulo 1 y verso 9.
Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in doctrine of Christ, watch, hath not God.
Cualquiera que se extravíe y no persevere en la doctrina de Cristo no tiene a Dios.
And then Proverbs 4 and 2.
Proverbios 4 y 2.
For I give you good doctrine.
Porque os doy buena enseñanza.
Forsake ye not my law.
No desamparéis mi ley.
Doctrine is a line of separation between the church and the world.
La doctrina es la línea de separación entre la iglesia y.
And that line should never be blurry.
Y esa línea no puede ser borrosa, debe ser clara.
Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Sal del mundo y sé separado del mundo, dijo el Señor.
The doctrine should be the final authority.
La doctrina debería ser la autoridad máxima.
Not somebody's opinion on Facebook.
No la opinión de alguien en Facebook.
Not your mom and daddy's backslidden opinion.
No la opinión de tu madre o padre.
If it don't line up to the doctrine, you better be careful what you're listening to.
Si no se alinea con la doctrina, debes tener mucho cuidado.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to value doctrine.
Debemos valorar la doctrina.
More than we value the style,
más que valorar más que el estilo,
your preference of delivery,
o tu preferencia de salvación,
or your measure to popularity,
o por la popularidad.
Saints, we gotta value doctrine.
Santos, debemos valorar la doctrina.
More than we value some friendships.
Más que valorar las amistades.
Some of y'all's going to get upset me saying I'm going to say it tonight. I value doctrine even when the voice of my family gets loud and they're not in the Bible.
Yo prefiero confiar más en la doctrina que en la familia.
I would rather be right with God than to be right with anybody.
Prefiero estar bien con Dios y estar mal con los demás.
And don't you take this by saying, well, Brother Maine said there's no need to have a pastor in your life. The devil is a lie. That's not part of doctrine.
Pero alguno puede decir, no es necesario tener un pastor, pero eso es mentira.
Because people like to become so doctrinally based.
Porque la gente hold on. Trata de saber la doctrina.
That they say, well, I feel this way about the doctrine.
Y dicen, bueno, yo siento así la doctrina. Así lo siento yo.
The doctrine don't care about your opinions.
La doctrina no le importa tu opinión.
The doctrine don't care about your race.
A la doctrina no le importa tu raza.
It don't care where you came from.
No le importa de dónde vienes.
It don't care about your background.
No le importa tu pasado.
Because the doctrine has always been absolute.
Porque la doctrina siempre ha sido absoluta.
What defines the apostolic church?
Lo que define a la iglesia apostólica.
Is not our music.
No es nuestra música.
It is not our buildings.
No es nuestros edificios.
But it is our obedience to the apostles' doctrine.
Pero es la obediencia a la doctrina de los apóstoles.
Okay, 2 Timothy.
Segunda de Timoteo capítulo 3 de versos 3 al 4.
4, 3 and 4.
3 al 4.
For they will not endure sound doctrine.
Vendrá tiempo cuando no sufrirán la sana doctrina.
They shall turn away their ears from the truth.
Y apartarán sus oídos de la verdad.
And shall be turned unto fables.
Y empezarán a escuchar fábulas.
And then Hebrews 2 and 1.
Y en Hebreos capítulo 2 verso 1.
It challenges every one of us.
Desafía a cada uno de nosotros.
That we ought to give the more earnest heed.
Que tenemos que estar ardiendo más.
And I'm going to stay right here for a minute.
Me quedaré aquí en un rato.
Least at any time. Least at any time. We should let them slip.
No podemos dejar que.
Amos 8:11.
Amos. Capítulo 8, verso 11 al 12.
A famine not of bread,
hambre no de pan,
but of hearing the word of the Lord,
sino de oír la palabra de Jehová.
If there has ever been a time in the modern day church,
si ha habido un tiempo en la iglesia moderna,
that there is having a lack of hearing the word,
es tener discrepancia de escuchar la palabra de Dios.
It's right now.
Right.
I want to look the part, Brother Colton.
Me quiero ver aparte.
I know how to clap right.
Sé cómo aplaudir.
I know how to sound right.
Sé cómo sonar bien.
But Israel, we have to have an ear to hear.
Pero tenemos que tener un oído para oír.
But more than just having an ear.
Pero es más que tener un oído.
We have to have a desire to pick up this word.
Tenemos que tener un deseo de tomar esta palabra.
And say, God, help me to hide your word in my life.
Y decir, Señor, yo oculto mi palabra aquí, tu palabra en mi corazón.
Churches that began to drift away from truth.
Las iglesias que se desvían reemplazan la verdad.
They try to substitute.
Intentan reemplazar.
Hear me right now.
Escúcheme, por favor.
They try to replace truth with motivational speaks.
Intentan reemplazar la verdad con discursos motivacionales.
They try to replace truth with emotional hype.
Intentan reemplazarlo con emociones vacías.
Or even the next greatest of social programs.
O el mejor programa social.
That as long as we can look like our community.
Y mientras nos podamos ver como nuestra comunidad.
As long as we can sound like our community, it's locking up in here. I haven't come to beat anybody up tonight. You should get excited about what God has never changed. Listen to me, I believe in reaching our community. Because the night before I got the Holy Ghost, I was snorting cocaine.
Porque la noche antes que recibí el Espíritu Santo estaba en la cocaína.
I was far from God.
Estaba lejos de Dios.
But guess what?
Pero adivine qué.
God didn't change to fit my.
Pero Dios no cambió para encajar en.
God didn't change just to fit me.
Dios no cambió para encajar en.
I had to change to fall in love with the doctrine.
Yo tuve que cambiar para seguir la doctrina.
So I believe in reaching our community.
Así que yo creo en alcanzar nuestra comunidad.
But I do not believe that we got to bow to the community.
Pero no creo que tengamos que cambiar para nosotros alcanzar la comunidad.
There should be an apostolic identity.
Debe haber una identidad apostólica.
That will always.
Que siempre.
Go before us.
Va antes de nosotros.
And then the footprint of it should be left behind. Everywhere you go,
donde quiera que vaya,
you should walk in it in the apostolic authority.
Debe caminar con la autoridad apostólica.
I'm thankful tonight.
Agradezco esta noche
for worship.
Por la adoración.
I am thankful for the praise singers.
Estoy agradecido por los que cantan.
I'm thankful for our musicians.
Estoy agradecido por los músicos.
But that should never be.
Pero nunca eso debe ser.
The prevailing trait of a church.
El núcleo de la iglesia.
Elder, if I get out of line, because I know it's locking up in here. If I get out of line, you tell me. Our identity should always be based.
Nuestra identidad siempre se debe basar.
That it is a church of power.
Es una iglesia de poder.
Because when you preach the apostolic doctrine,
cuando predicas la doctrina apostólica,
you have power.
Tienes poder.
And greater is he that is within you
mayor es el que está contigo
than he that is in the world.
El que está en el mundo.
We're not better than anybody.
No somos mejor que nadie.
I'm not looking down on anybody.
No estoy mirando menos a nadie.
But I can tell somebody that I have a power inside of me.
Pero puedo decirle a alguien que tengo un poder dentro de mí.
That the world cannot give.
Que el mundo no me puede dar.
And the world can't take it away.
Que el mundo no me puede quitar.
So when somebody says, Brother Main, what do you believe? Amen. I had somebody tell me just this week.
Alguien me dijo esta semana.
They looked at me and said, "Man, what's different about you?"
Me dijeron, ¿qué es diferente de ti?
I said, "I love Jesus."
Yo solo dije, amo a Jesús.
It was walking around Walmart and I was just smiling and I know some of y'all think I'm weird already.
Yo estaba caminando por Walmart y yo creo que algunos de ustedes piensan que es raro.
But Brother Reed, I was walking around, I was just talking to myself in the middle of Walmart.
Pero solamente estaba caminando por Walmart hablándome a mí mismo.
They was like, "What's wrong with this weirdo?" I know they had to.
Y me decían, ¿qué le pasa a este raro?
I'm just going to say it. If it offends somebody here, I don't mean it offensive. There's a black lady, and she is an older black lady, and she is riding one of the Mario Karts.
Hay una mujer de color.
Yeah. I know, was that hard to interpret?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. And I was buying some formula for Timely. I about called her Timely. What the world?
Estaba tratando de comprar algo.
And she is one of them spirit-filled ladies. Y'all, does anybody know what I'm talking about right now?
Era una mujer llena del espíritu.
She had this big old hat on.
Tenía un sombrero gigante.
And I was walking past her, I had my buggy.
Y estaba caminando por ahí.
And I'm just minding my business.
Y solo estoy en mi cabeza.
And next thing you know, she went, "Whoa, baby!"
Y lo primero que dijo fue eso.
Some of y'all have no idea what I'm talking about right now.
Algunos tal vez no tienen idea de lo que estoy hablando.
Brother, you can hear it all across the store. She went, "Whoa, baby!"
Lo pudiste haber escuchado por toda la tienda.
And me and my goofy self, I went, "Whoa, mama!"
Yo dije lo mismo.
I said, "What'd you just feel?"
Y dijo, "¿Qué es lo que sentiste?"
Oh. She said, I felt the Holy Ghost when you walked by me.
Ella me dijo, sentí el Espíritu Santo con tanto.
She said, I ain't felt something that strong in years.
Nunca sentí algo tan fuerte en años.
Let me tell you something. We got a world that is hungry.
Tenemos un mundo que está hambriento.
I believe that you can be so full of the doctrine.
Yo creo que puedes estar tan lleno de la doctrina.
I believe you can be so full of the Holy Ghost.
Yo creo que puedes estar tan lleno del Espíritu Santo.
That it makes people that get around you desirous for this.
Que verás que la gente te verá y deseará lo que tú tienes dentro de ti.
And when an Elder Crosswhite, when, or Eldris Crosswhite, should I say, y'all can be seated. Y'all's taller than me. And when I looked at her, tears were flowing down her face.
Cuando la miré, lágrimas corrían de su
cara. This was about a 2-minute conversation between me and a stranger.
Es solamente una conversación de 2 minutos con ella.
And when she said, I haven't felt something like that in years.
Ella me dijo, no había sentido esto en años.
I said, well, it's time it changes.
Bueno, yo le dije, es hora de cambiar.
I said, because it's your fault you haven't felt it in years.
Porque lamentablemente es tu culpa que no lo hayas sentido durante años.
And she said, you're apostolic? I said, yes, ma'am, I am.
Soy apostólico, y yo le dije, sí.
I said, a lot of people just say, are you Pentecostal?
Mucha gente dice, ¿eres Pentecostal?
I say, no, I'm not Pentecostal, I'm apostolic.
Yo no le digo, no, yo soy apostólico.
And she said, well, she said, baby, there's always going to be a difference when you carry the power of God in you. Because the doctrine will pull something out of you that nothing else can. But watch. But Brother Hughes, the doctrine will put something in you that the world never could. It'll take a broke young man. Come on. It'll take somebody that was running from God. 19 years later to stand there in a Walmart. And get to witness to somebody that hadn't felt the power of God in a long time. The doctrine will make you love people.
Te hará amar a la gente.
The doctrine will make you understand that there's no room for your ego or your pride. I don't know if anybody just heard me because I didn't get, but no, I got maybe 2 or 3 amens out of that. Because the doctrine forces you to change. The doctrine forces you to lay down your pride.
La doctrina te fuerza a dejar tu orgullo.
The doctrine forces you.
La doctrina te fuerza.
To become more like him.
A convertirte más como él.
And less like me.
Y menos de mí.
So I got to ask you tonight.
Así que te tengo que preguntar ahora.
I hope that tonight you are so steadfast.
Yo espero que estés tan firme.
That you're not just moved with another motivational speech.
Que no te vas a motivar con otra cosa.
That you don't just show up to church hoping somebody's going to run and shout you.
No solamente vengas a la iglesia esperando que alguien más corra.
But I hope that we got enough love for God.
Pero espero que tengamos suficiente amor de Jesús.
That when we walk in, it may be a slow service.
Que cuando caminemos por el servicio,
it may be a shouting service.
Tal vez sea un servicio de grito y alabanza.
But I would rather fall in love with the pure move of the Holy Ghost.
Yo prefiero enamorarme del amor de Dios y del movimiento de su espíritu.
And just by being moved by another pretty sermon.
Que ser movido por un sermón bonito.
Young folks, I want you to hear Brother Main right now.
Quiero que me escuchen ahora.
I know several of y'all are way more scholarly than I am.
Sé que hay muchos que saben más que yo.
Several of y'all have been to Bible college or are in Bible college.
Muchos de ustedes han estado en colegios bíblicos.
Don't you ever allow your surroundings to replace the doctrine.
No dejes que tu alrededor cambie tu doctrina.
I'm preaching to all the young folks. You got to hear me right now, Israel. You got to hear me right now. If you surround yourself by people
si te rodeas de personas
that make you question the doctrine,
que te hacen cuestionar la doctrina,
you better run.
Más te vale que corras.
Because I believe tonight
yo creo esta noche
that we got pastors sitting in the building.
Que tenemos a un pastor aquí.
We got evangelists. We got missionaries.
Tenemos misioneros evangelistas.
We got pastors' wives. We got evangelists' wives.
Tenemos esposas evangelistas y de mucho más.
It'll give you power.
Te dará mucho poder, como
wow.
Acaban de ver ahora.
Jesus. Wow. I got to tell Molly about this.
Wow.
Don't get on social media, young people.
No vayan a las redes sociales, jóvenes.
Looking for the most relevant thing in the church.
Buscando algo que no les pertenece.
It'll cause you to be lost.
Te hará perderte.
Young preachers, get off of AI.
Jóvenes predicadores, salgan de la inteligencia artificial.
Quit downloading stinking apps that replace your study and prayer time.
Deja esas cosas atrás que están reemplazando tu estudio.
You will never be able to replicate what the Word of God can do.
Nunca podrás replicar lo que la palabra de Dios puede hacer.
Because the word of God is powerful.
Porque la palabra de Dios es poderosa.
It is sharp.
Eres fil, es fila.
And you can get on the computer and you can preach a pretty sermon, my friend, and nobody changes.
Puedes predicar un algo muy bonito y nadie va a cambiar.
We have to approach the church.
Tenemos que acercarnos a la iglesia.
With an unwatered doctrine.
Con una doctrina que no se cambia.
When you get your messages and you get your study off of social media and AI,
cuando tu mensaje venga de la inteligencia artificial o de algún tipo,
it replaces the doctrine.
Eso reemplaza la doctrina.
We live in a microwave society.
Vivimos en una sociedad de microondas.
But that ain't the way my God works.
Pero no, de esa manera mi Dios no trabaja.
It sounds like a really simple message tonight. And I'm not patting myself on the back, Pastor Crosswhite. I probably got about 10 to 12 hours in a 45-minute message. Because it's my desire that somebody gets a little closer to Jesus every time I take the pulpit. We got to quit looking at this like it's just a luxury.
Tenemos que dejar de ver esto como si fuera una simple lectura.
Because a boat without an anchor. Oh, God, help me right now. A boat without an anchor.
Porque un bote sin un ancla.
It don't just suddenly launch away.
No solamente se va hacia adelante.
It slowly drifts.
Sino que lentamente va avanzando.
Until there is no recognition.
Hasta que no hay reconocimiento.
Of what harbor it belonged to.
¿A qué pertenece?
Don't lock up on me right now. It drifts quietly.
Sino que va lentamente.
It drifts so slowly.
Se va tan lento.
That it looks like it's in the same place.
Que parece que estuviera en el mismo lugar.
Until.
Hasta que.
There is no recognition of the location of that boat.
Ya no se ve la localidad de ese barco.
It's a castaway.
Porque se empieza a ir.
You don't backslide overnight.
No te vas de la iglesia de un día para otro.
You don't just throw the doctrine away overnight.
No solamente deja la doctrina para mañana.
But what is keeping you anchored? I'm preaching to the young people, and I'm preaching to the old people.
Y también le hablo a todos, jóvenes.
What is keeping you anchored?
¿Qué te mantiene anclado?
Is it conviction or is it just convenience?
¿Es la convicción o la conveniencia?
I'll show up to church on Tuesday.
Iré a la iglesia un martes.
I'll show up to church on Thursday.
Iré el jueves.
And as long as I can get out there and I can do my duty,
mientras pueda hacer lo que tenga que hacer,
then nobody will notice that I am slipping.
Nadie va a darse cuenta de que estoy durmiendo.
You know what the scariest thing about the doctrine is, Pastor Crosswhite?
Lo más terrible de esto
is that he can fool you. He can pull the wool over your eyes.
Él puede mentirte.
But you can't do it to God.
Pero no lo puedes hacer con Dios. No puedes mentirle.
In the doctrine.
God, y la doctrina.
Right now. Brother Hughes, you're a man of God.
Usted es un hombre
but
de Dios.
The doctrine.
Pero la doctrina.
Makes you accountable.
Te hace estar a cuenta con Dios.
I wish somebody was hearing me right now. I'm not preaching for response tonight, but I'm trying to get something into you right now. We have a lack of accountability to the doctrine now. That as long as I look my Pentecostal best, then that's it. That is not it.
Porque mientras me vea pentecostal estoy bien, y eso no es la verdad.
Because when you fall in love with the doctrine,
porque cuando te enamoras de la
doctrina, it said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Y dice que si mantienes mis mandamientos.
And we don't just throw away the Old Testament because now we're living in grace.
Porque no solamente dejamos el Nuevo Testamento porque vivimos en gracia.
Because he came to perfect.
Porque él vino a perfeccionar.
But it said by the effectual fervent prayer.
Por la ferviente oración.
Doctrine will make you anchored.
La doctrina te va a hacer anclarte.
And doctrine forces you to be accountable.
Y la doctrina te fuerza a estar a cuenta con
Would you give the Lord a hand clap? Okay, here we go. Some of y'all gonna get upset with me. Paul said, any other gospel.
Cualquier otro evangelio.
Any other.
Cualquiera.
It matters what you profess.
Importa lo que profetizas.
It matters what you believe.
Importa lo que profetizas y lo que crees.
It is the difference between going to heaven.
Es la diferencia entre ir al cielo.
And going to hell.
Ir al infierno.
You say, Brother Maine, you can't preach on hell. Well, let me tell you something. Your Bible talks more about hell than it does heaven.
Bueno, la Biblia habla más del infierno que yo mismo.
So if you believe in heaven,
así que si usted cree en el cielo,
you better believe in hell.
Más te vale creer en el infierno.
And if you don't want to go to hell, you better fall in love with the doctrine.
Y si no quieres ir al infierno, más te vale enamorarte de la doctrina.
And not just opinions of people.
No solamente la opinión.
You got to dig into this word and say, "My God, help me."
Sino que tienes que indagar en la palabra y decir, "Dios, ayúdame."
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesús.
1 Timothy 4:1.
4:1.
In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith.
Algunos se apartarán de la fe.
Giving heed.
Escuchando.
To seducing spirits.
Doctrinas de demonios.
This is in here for a reason. This is in your Bible.
Esto está aquí en la Biblia por una razón.
And giving in to doctrine of devils.
Escuchando doctrinas de demonios.
You got to be careful, young people, what you fellowship.
Tienes que tener cuidado con quién estás.
God, I feel like I am pleading with somebody tonight, Brother Crosswhite.
Siento que estoy como peleando con alguien ahora.
You say, Brother Maine, I've been struggling for a long time. My friend, you don't have to struggle after tonight. I promise if you get your mind made up.
Pero tengo problemas, hermano mío, pero no tiene necesidades. Usted puede ser sanado, ser libre de aquello.
You say, Brother Maine, I can't just walk away from people. I can't walk away from friends.
Pero no puedo simplemente alejarme de mis amigos o de mi gente.
Let me tell you what the Bible says in Romans 16:17.
Déjame decirte lo que dice Romanos 16:17.
This is in your Bible. This is scripture.
Esto está en la Biblia. Esto es escritura.
Now, I beseech you.
Y ahora les digo.
Brethren.
Hermanos.
Mark them which cause division. Among you,
apartados de los que enseñan contra la doctrina,
or mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary.
Mas os ruego, hermanos, que os fijéis en los que causan divisiones y tropiezos en contra de la doctrina.
To the doctrine,
a la doctrina.
How many of you young folks has been to Bible college or you're in Bible college? Raise your hand.
Ustedes han estado en
Why are some of y'all so bashful about going to Bible college? You are young compared to somebody.
Tú eres joven comparado con otras personas.
So y'all's in Bible college? Why y'all so bashful? Y'all
Ustedes apenas levantaron la mano.
I'm not going to have like a Q&A, like put you on the spot, I promise.
No vamos a tener una cuestión de preguntas ahora, ni nada.
If all you fall in love with is what you are taught,
si solamente te enamoras de lo que te enseñaron,
you may miss an essential part of the doctrine.
Tal vez te pierdas una parte esencial de la escritura.
Hold on. Listen, let me qualify what I'm fixing to say, okay?
Déjeme arreglar esto lo que estoy diciendo.
That are contrary to the doctrine.
Que van en contra de la doctrina.
We have to be so careful about adapting stuff in our life.
Tenemos que tener mucho cuidado con adaptar cosas a nuestra vida.
Even if our peers are doing it.
Incluso si nuestras personas de mayor rango lo hacen.
Come on. Because, Brother Watson, I don't know what voices you have been entertaining.
Porque no sé qué.
But if your voice is contrary to the doctrine,
pero si tu voz es contraria a la doctrina,
come on. Then I have to be careful. What's your name, Brother Reed? Brother Reed, I have to be careful.
Hermano Reed, tengo que tener cuidado.
What I allow to infiltrate me.
Tengo que tener cuidado con lo que entra a mi vida.
Brent, if it makes me question the doctrine.
Si me hace cuestionar la doctrina.
Elders, hear me right now.
Ancianos, escúchenme ahora.
If it makes us question the doctrine.
Si me hace cuestionar la doctrina.
This word don't change for anybody.
Este mundo no va a cambiar, esta palabra no cambia por nadie.
Now watch.
Ahora miren.
I don't believe in being ugly.
No creo en ser.
I don't believe in being that self-righteous person to tell somebody you're going to hell.
No soy quien para juzgar a alguien o mandarlo al infierno.
But I do believe in protecting my walk with God.
Pero sí creo en proteger mi caminar con Dios.
That if somebody is trying to infiltrate the doctrine.
Porque si alguien intenta infiltrarse la doctrina.
Listen, young ladies.
Escúchenme.
You have to have a backbone in the Holy Ghost.
Tienen que tener un fundamento firme en la doctrina.
That is developed in the doctrine.
Que se desarrolle en la doctrina.
And offenses.
Y las ofensas.
My God, this is a whole other sermon, Brother Crosswhite.
Estos otros sermones.
The offenses that are contrary to the doctrine.
Y las ofensas que están en contra de la doctrina.
If anybody comes and paints another picture of the doctrine,
si alguien viene a pintar otra cosa de la doctrina,
maybe they paint it a lot harder, or they may paint it a lot easier.
Tal vez lo pintan más difícil o más fácil.
Oh, the Bible says, "Woe unto you." My God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now.
Siento el Espíritu Santo.
When the doctrine is optional,
cuando la doctrina es opcional,
salvation is lost.
La salvación se pierde.
I still believe in repentance.
Aún creo en el arrepentimiento. Amen.
I said it Sunday, and I'm standing by what I said. You're not going to get the Holy Ghost without repentance. Repentance is a most wonderful gift. Repentance is a most wonderful gift.
El arrepentimiento es el regalo más grande que puede.
That any of us are afforded.
Que cualquiera de nosotros puede tener.
And we got a movement that's going on right now that says, as long as Jesus knows your heart, then you're going to be okay.
Y ahora hay algo que siempre se dice que mientras Jesús conozca tu corazón estás bien.
I still believe in Bible repentance.
Aún creo en el arrepentimiento bíblico.
Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Sal del mundo y sea separado de ellos.
But watch.
Pero miren.
I still believe in biblical repentance.
Aún creo en el arrepentimiento bíblico.
That does not mean you just run to the altar and you talk in tongues for 5 minutes.
No solamente venir aquí al altar y hablar en lengua 5 minutos.
Come on, amen. Brother Crosswhite, you're a big old dude. You'll probably knock me out if you slap me right now.
Hermano Crosswhite, yo creo que usted si me golpea me mata.
But if I reach over and I pinch you real hard.
Pero si te peñisco bien fuerte.
And all I'm doing is standing there talking in tongues.
Pero si solamente hablo en lenguas.
You're supposed to automatically forgive me.
Se supone que me tiene que perdonar automáticamente.
That is what's moving into the church.
Eso es lo que se está moviendo en la iglesia.
Speaking in tongues does not make you spiritual.
Hablar en lengua no te hace espiritual.
Repentance.
El arrepentimiento.
And the changing of your heart. heart produces spiritual people.
Produce gente espiritual.
Running to the altar.
Correr al altar.
And then running away as fast as you can.
Y luego correr de vuelta lo más rápido que puedes y alejarte.
Jesús,
te amo, Jesús.
Brother Hughes, we have complicated.
Tenemos complicaciones.
Repentance. The doctrine will usher you in to a pure place of repentance.
La doctrina te llevará a un lugar de arrepentimiento.
The doctrine will never substitute repentance for your feelings.
La doctrina nunca va a cambiar el arrepentimiento por tus sentimientos.
Oh my word. And I've said it several times, I'll say it again. Elder, you're a voice in our life. If I say something that's contrary to what you preach, y'all listen to that man. Amen. Everybody. Amen.
Todos, amen.
Because I'm about to say something. I don't want to ruffle feathers, but I do want to pop some theological bubbles right now. I don't believe in just having suggestions.
No solamente creo en tener sugerencias.
I believe there are still biblical mandates to salvation.
Aún hay mandatos bíblicos para la salvación.
I don't believe in the light doctrine.
No creo en la doctrina liviana.
I believe that every one of us are going to be held accountable.
Yo sé que aquí todos vamos a rendir cuentas.
And if it was good for them in the past, it's still good for us right now. I don't believe that we got to substitute absolutes in the Bible to be more relevant in the church community. I still believe in Jesus' name baptism. I still believe in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues. As the Spirit gives utterance. These are not suggestions.
Estos no son sugerencias.
They are absolutes.
Son absolutos.
I still believe in holiness.
Aún creo en la santidad.
I still believe in separation.
Aún creo en la separación.
And I still believe being a Christian.
Y aún creo en ser cristiano.
I still believe that somebody can look at you, Brother Pirtle, and they can say, that's a man of God.
Y aún creo que aún pueden la gente mirarte.
I still believe in men looking like men.
Cuando los hombres se vean como hombres.
And I still believe our ladies acting and looking like ladies. These are absolutes.
Estos son absolutos.
Because you can take a medicine bottle and on the outside it can look good, it can look like what you need, but if you put a different pill on the inside, baby, it's going to harm you. Because it is no longer
porque ya no es
what it was designed to be.
Lo que estaba diseñado a ser.
The doctrine,
la doctrina,
it causes you to stand in defense for the church.
Te hace estar parado en defensa de la iglesia.
I wish I had more time tonight. I still got a little ways to go. God, changing or minimizing the doctrine does not make Christianity more appealing.
No hace el cristianismo mejor.
It does not make the church more relevant.
No hace a la iglesia más relevante.
I'm going to say it again. Listen to me. Changing or minimizing.
Cambiar o minimizar.
The doctrine.
La doctrina.
Does not make Christianity more appealing.
No hace al cristianismo más atractivo.
It gives us a commercial Jesus, and that's it.
Le da como un Jesús de comerciales, y esto es.
You know what it does, Pastor Crosswhite?
¿Sabe lo que hace?
Brother Hughes, it creates a powerless and dangerous church.
Hace una iglesia menos poderosa y peligrosa.
It's going to cause people to be lost.
Y causará que la gente se pierda.
It minimizes
minimiza
the necessity for prayer.
La necesidad de oración.
And it heightens the desire for emotional moves.
Y aumenta el deseo emocional por movimientos espirituales.
Sis, I'm going to say this. I traveled all over the United States. Y'all know that.
Y saben que he viajado por todo el país.
I felt more Holy Ghost in the song you got up there and sang than some of the 7-Elevens that they sing for 14 minutes.
He sentido el Espíritu Santo en lugares que no saben. Porque se ven menos espirituales.
I know I'm making people mad tonight, and that's not my intention.
Sé que estoy haciendo enojar a gente esta noche.
But we should have things. If it does not glorify God, then it's substituting the doctrine.
Y si hay cosas que no glorifican a Dios, son sustitutos entonces.
I don't want some commercial Jesus.
No quiero un Jesús de comerciales.
I want to be able to have a relationship based in the doctrine.
Quiero tener una relación con Jesús basado en la doctrina.
To where I can pass this thing down to my children.
Con tal de que pueda pasarle este legado a mis hijos.
And I don't have to worry about them picking up their Bible and daddy don't believe something that. Here we go.
And
I can't get into some of these topics right now. Oh God, help me. Separation.
La separación.
When we start lessening the need for separation,
cuando tenemos la necesidad menguante de separación,
we are substituting the doctrine.
Estamos sustituyendo la doctrina.
Look, I don't believe in being so holy that you're mean.
No creo que en esto de que hay que ser tan santo como pesado. Que eres tan santo que es pesado. ¿Puedo decirlo de nuevo?
I don't believe in being so separated and holy that you're mean to people.
No creo que haya
That's
que ser
not holiness.
Tanto para ser pesado con las personas.
That produces bitter people that hate the church.
Porque eso produce gente dañada que odia a la iglesia.
And it's not a reflection of the doctrine.
Y no es un reflejo de la doctrina.
Because if you love the doctrine,
porque si amas la doctrina,
you're going to produce fruit.
Produces frutos.
I'm closing, or if you want to give them some hope right now, like I gotta have a landing point. I gotta quit because I'm.
Tengo que parar.
I don't want to get into what I've been feeling.
No quiero llegar a lo que estaba sintiendo.
The doctrine.
La doctrina.
Will cause you.
Va a causar.
The doctrine will cause you.
La doctrina va a causar.
To hold dear to principles that you have ran from.
Te va a mantener atado a principios que trataste de huir. Okay, dejar.
I feel to say it again, so I'm going to say it.
Lo voy a decir de nuevo.
Your level of holiness should never make somebody uncomfortable.
Tu amor por la santidad nunca debería hacer a alguien incómodo, a alguien más incómodo.
Come on, that's good.
Well, judge not least you be judged. Man, you better read the whole chapter, brother. Come on now. Don't start picking and choosing what scriptures make us more relevant.
No debes empezar a tomar y descartar versículos de la Biblia que nos haga más famosos.
Well, the Bible says to judge righteously. Of course it does.
La Biblia habla del justo.
That's why we got to fall in love with the doctrine.
Por eso tenemos que amar la doctrina.
Because it's much more than just judging righteously.
Porque es más que solamente juzgar.
It's about protecting the integrity of your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Es proteger la integridad de tu relación con Jesús.
Y'all ready for this? I'm going to say.
¿Estás listo para esto?
Can I say what I've been fighting to say, elder?
¿Puedo decir lo que quiero decir?
The doctrine does not hold people captive.
La doctrina no mantiene a la gente encerrada. Ni en prisión.
The doctrine brings people closer to Jesus.
La doctrina trae a la gente más cerca a Jesús.
Let them come as they are.
Deja que vengan como sea.
And let them leave different than they came.
Y deja que se vayan diferente.
Be rooted and built up in him, established in the faith.
Arraigados y sobre edificados en él y confirmados en la fe.
Earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered.
Ardientemente por la fe que ha sido una vez dada a los santos.
The doctrine makes you dream again.
La doctrina te hace soñar de nuevo.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. The doctrine gives you purpose again.
La doctrina te da propósito otra vez.
Young people, the doctrine gives you direction.
Jóvenes, la doctrina te da dirección.
You young folks in Bible college, listen to Brother Main right now. I'm not some spiritual guru.
Lo que están aquí en colegios bíblicos, por favor, escúcheme.
But the doctrine will give you direction.
La doctrina te dará dirección.
God. The doctrine.
La doctrina.
No man.
Ningún hombre.
Cometh unto the Father except by me.
Viene al Padre, sino yo.
And he that cometh any other way.
Y si alguno viene de otra manera.
He's a thief and a robber.
Es un ladrón.
The doctrine is the doorway into the kingdom.
La doctrina es la puerta al reino.
And if we are substituting doctrine.
Y si estamos sustituyendo la doctrina.
And we've lost it all.
Entonces lo perdimos todo.
The doctrine is not just Acts 2:38.
La doctrina no es solamente Hechos 2:38.
The doctrine is not. The doctrine is not just Deuteronomy 6:4.
La doctrina no solamente Deuteronomio capítulo 6 versículo 4.
The doctrine is not just John 3:5.
La doctrina no solamente es Juan 3:5.
How shall we escape?
¿Cómo escaparemos nosotros?
If we neglect so great.
Si descuidamos una salvación
a salvation.
Grande.
Doctrine always leads us to making sound decisions.
La doctrina siempre lleva una decisión.
To do one or two things.
Para hacer una o dos cosas.
To either obey truth,
obedecer la verdad,
or reject it,
o rechazarla.
My friend, tonight,
mis amigos, hoy esta noche,
if you're a guest with us, I welcome you and thank you for being in church with us.
Si alguno es invitado, le agradezco por estar aquí esta noche.
But here in a moment, I'm going to give an altar call.
Pero aquí en un momento voy a empezar a llamar al altar.
And the home saints and our guests alike.
Y los santos y los invitados que gusten.
I wish you would treat this like it's your private prayer meeting with Jesus.
Yo espero que puedan orar como si Jesús estuviera aquí.
If you continue in my word, would you stand with me tonight?
Voy a ponerse de pie esta noche. Si vosotros permanecéis en mi palabra,
ye shall know the truth.
Seréis verdaderamente mis discípulos y conoceréis la verdad.
And the truth,
y la verdad,
shall make you free.
Os hará libres.
We gotta fall in love with doctrine.
Tenemos que enamorarnos de la doctrina.
Tonight, I wonder if you wouldn't hesitate.
Me pregunto si esta noche dejarás de pensar.
It ain't about who's right or wrong.
No se trata de quién está en lo correcto o lo
incorrecto. It's about saying, God, I need the doctrine.
Solamente